Great Australian Outback Teaching Stories, written by Bill Swampy Marsh and read by Bill Swampy Marsh and Jackie Katona. The first school I went to was Moorville Road Primary. Moorville Road was a lovely little place up in the northwest of Tasmania, tucked in just behind Burnie. Back in my time, there wasn't much there, just a few houses, the school, small community hall, a church, and that's about it. We lived on a property a few miles out of town. There were only about 30 of us kids at Moorville Road Primary, with just the one teacher. The teacher was male, of course, as most teachers were back in those days, and he was a pretty easygoing fella. During the lunch hour break, he'd leave us unsupervised at school while he went home to grab a bite to eat and take a break from the chaos we'd no doubt created. He didn't live far from the school. There was a creek, then there was the church, and then there was his house. I suppose it might have only been a walk of a few hundred yards. This particular day was what's called Arbor Day. I think it was only a new thing back then because us kids at Moorville Road Primary didn't know what Arbor Day was. We didn't have a clue. To us, it was just a normal old Tuesday at school. So we're having our lunch out in the playground, unsupervised as usual, when the Burnie High School bus pulls up. The big kids get off and they start walking past our playground. "What's going on?" we called out. "It's Arbor Day," they said. "It's a half-day holiday." That was odd. Our teacher hadn't told us about anyone called Arbor, and he certainly hadn't said it was a half-day holiday. We thought that he must have just forgotten, so we decided to take the rest of the day off as well. We packed up our school gear and we dispersed in all directions. Some of us headed up into the hills, some of us headed down the creek, some of us went left, some of us went right, and none of us stayed at school. Out of the 30 or so students who attended Moorville Road Primary, there were only 4 who lived in town, and they'd already gone home for their lunch. So you can imagine their surprise when they arrived back at school to find the place deserted. And you could imagine the teacher's surprise when he wandered back from his lunch and there were only 4 students wondering where the rest of us had got to. We disappeared, vanished off the face of the earth. Of course, it didn't go down too well, and there was a big kerfuffle. As what usually happened on the few occasions when things went haywire, an emergency meeting of the parents and friends was called, and the decision was made to punish us by keeping us in during a week's worth of morning recess breaks. From memory, the recess break was something like half an hour or 20 minutes. But that's when I learnt that Arbor wasn't a famous person who handed out half-day holidays willy-nilly. Arbor Day was a day set aside for planting trees.